scoring is Santana. The ball is rolling around on the warning track, and Kipnis cruises into third base with his second triple on the night. It scores another run for the Tribe, and the Indians now lead it 7-0.
Now the 2-0 pitch.
And that'll be the last run that Jordan
swung at and belted deep right field. Oh, forget about it. Frankie Lindor's gone deep again to right. His second blast to right. And the Indians have a 5-0 lead here in inning number 8. Oh, a prodigious homer to right for Francisco Lindor.
It's all blurred. It's a big blurry. It's triples and home runs. It's a weekend of fun in Motor City. Bob DiBiasio of the Indians joins us as part of our Tribe Talk and Trivia presented by Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, boys. Yeah, what a fun weekend in Detroit. What a great way to start a 10-game road trip. And just amazing how fortunes have changed against the Tigers this season. 9-0, scoring 6.67 runs per game, limiting them to, I think, only 20 runs. I think we've scored 60, and they've only scored 20 in the 9 games. Just amazing. We've talked about it before, how important it is for us to have a winning record within the division, and we've certainly played that way this year.
Bob, the pitching has remained solid right along.
Yeah, absolutely. That's our strength, and the boys have fallen into a wonderful routine, and once the rotation became settled after Mr. Carrasco had a hamstring pull and he came back healthy, and now we're able to get the guys on their regular rotation, and it appears that they each want to outdo one another every night, going out there and throwing these complete game 3-hitters and 4-hitters and shutting out teams, and it's been a wonderful thing to watch. And as I said, this is our strength, and this is how we win games and play good solid defense along with that, and then get some timely hitting, and all of a sudden you're sitting with the second best record in the American League, and playing well.
Just amazing. I see Josh Tomlin, he picked up another win, number 9, and I see on the stat sheet that he has more wins than walks issued. Is that possible?
Yeah, there's only, I think, 2 guys in the big leagues, Clayton Kershaw of the Los Angeles Dodgers, I think, actually has a couple less walks than Josh Tomlin, if that is even possible. But yes, he has 8 walks. Josh is just remarkable that way. He's just a strike thrower. He's a guy that challenges you to hit the ball and use his defense, keep the ball in play. And he walked 1 yesterday to give him 8 walks on the season, and then recorded his 9th victory of the year, which is pretty cool.
Speaking of cool, it was interesting that the Cavaliers sent out a little shout out to the Indians and said, "Your schedule looks familiar. We're in Detroit, then going to Atlanta, and then Toronto," that's kind of an odd thing and it's a scary omen if you ask me. I don't know what's going on here.
Well, yeah, hopefully it's an omen. Yeah, it's just very odd. Yeah, very ironic, very weird. Fun nonetheless. Yeah, that was a fun little tweet that the Cavs put out there.
Say, we have to give a little shout out to the Houston Astros too, I think, for helping a little bit of that gap between us and the Royals.
Yeah, they scored back-to-back 13-run games against the Royals pitching staff, and it's one of the hottest teams in baseball. They started off very, very slow this year, the Houston Astros. They have come on big time of late. Unfortunately for them, Texas has got the best record in the American League, and they're still, they're still behind, I think, 10 games. But, they put a whooping on the Royals over the weekend, winning 2 out of 3.
Well, before we get to our Tribe trivia, Bob, have you ever had a Parmageddon? Have you ever eaten the Parmageddon?
No, I haven't. I know that it's an award-winning item at the Progressive Field. One of, you know, Mel, just a terrific, terrific place. Matt Fish does a phenomenal job with his restaurants and inside Progressive Field. But, no, I personally have not had any Parmageddon right at the ballpark.
I would probably not want to eat one of those before 11 o'clock, I think. That's a grilled cheese made with sharp cheddar stuffed with a potato and onion pierogi, sautéed onions, and a Napa vodka crowd, almost something like we would have had over this weekend at our Lorraine International Festival. So there's a lot of ethnicity getting into that sandwich. But the Parmageddon named ballpark food, best food by USA Today contest. That's kind of fun. It's always good to see some of those off the field kind of accomplishments too, because that says a lot to the group that's trying to do something there at the ballpark to create a better experience for anybody who comes out to see the games.
Absolutely. You know, there's no question about that. I mean, there are a lot of people work awfully hard to make us be a very entertaining, very compelling entertainment venue, whether it's the food and beverage presentation, the scoreboard, sound system, music that's played, the friendly ushers. You know, it's all part of having a wonderful time when you come visit and watch some terrific baseball on the field as well.
That's right. Well, we still have to be watching it on the tube. We're listening on the radio for a while. We're still on the road. We are in Atlanta tonight. We'll have the game on the air on AM 930 WEOL. But we'll send you to a ball game and coming up in just a moment when we do our Tribe Talk and Trivia, courtesy of Dale's Market and Deli.
And double delicious. Dale's Market and Deli in Elyria is having a ribs and chicken burn-off both Saturday and Sunday. Treat yourself to the tenderest, finger-lickingest barbecued ribs and chicken you'll ever have. They're delicious because they feature Dale's famous barbecue sauce. This Sunday and Saturday, get to Dale's Market and Deli, 417 Cleveland Street in Elyria. Dale's Market and Deli, large enough to serve you, small enough to care, and wishing you a very happy 4th of July.
Okay, Bob, what is our trivia question this morning for four tickets to the Indians game coming up in July? What do we have for you? What's the question?
Well, the question today, but before I get to it, I have to remind people, if you're not sure where you're going to watch fireworks on July 4th, Progressive Field's the place to go. You get a batting practice pullover as a giveaway, and then post-game fireworks for July 4th. The Tigers come to town, and the Yankees for four. Check it out at Indians.com. Our question for the day: yesterday, the Tribe hit four home runs in the fifth inning. Tribe hit four home runs in the fifth inning. Back in 1963, on one night, July 31st, versus the California Angels, the Tribe actually hit four consecutive home runs in an inning. Name one of the four players involved in that game in 1963.
322-0930-246-0930. We'll take the caller in with the right answer on that. And just as we say, Bob, we will talk with you again, I think, next Tuesday, because Monday's the July 4th, so we'll work on our Tuesday arrangement, kind of get out of our rotation a little bit. But we'll talk with you again next week, Bob. Have a good week.
That sounds good. Great. See you guys. Have a great week. Go Tribe.
Go Tribe. And here's the big one from yesterday.
Verlander, last inning, needed 29 pitches to get through the fourth. He has not been the same here in the fifth. Chisenhall hits one high and deep to right. Back is Aviles. He's at the wall. He leaps, but that ball is gone. A home run, Chisenhall. It just made it, and the Indians have hit four home runs in the inning.